Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you to help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's what we're trying to do. Just trying to stay happy in this crazy ass world that we live in. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, share it anyway. All right. I'm glad you're here. Hopefully I can help you find your keys that will open up your door to your happiness. All right. Don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective, on Amazon, or you can get it from my, if you want to skip big tech, go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up will come up. You can get it there. You can order from Amazon, order from me, and you can get your personalized copy. And one more thing, the text line, you guys are using it. I love it. And I get back to you. And if I don't, I might be taking a nap. I might be sleeping a little bit, or I could be actually working or stuff, but I try to get back to you ASAP, man. I'm pretty quick with that. All right. Also, I gotta say thank you. Thank you. Thank you a million times. Thank you to Podomatic for keeping this show on all the platforms, for always helping me to promote this. And you know what? And they're actually interested in the show. They like the show. They think I'm doing very well. So hopefully we can talk and get this show out there and reach more people and get more positivity and actually make a mark on this world. That's my goal. So if you got something to say and you want to do a podcast, it's fun. Do it. Go to Podomatic.com. You can start your own podcast for free right there, Podomatic.com. If you got something you want me to talk about, you know where to go, bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about all the things I have to say in the beginning of the show. I was relaxing outside, okay? Now, I don't want this to sound like pretentious or anything, but I have a hot tub. I have 10 years of payments for it, but I do have a hot tub. And I go outside at night and I look at the sky and I think and I talk to myself and I try to connect with the energies that are around us. So as I'm sitting out there listening to my some music, I changed it to the, 528 hertz sleep music, whatever that is, something that's supposed to regenerate your DNA. And, you know, people talk about that stuff and you listen to a certain frequency and it changes the way you think. And I'm like, nah, no way. So I started listening to it and I got into a zone. I turned off the bubbles and I'm sitting out there and I got all the lights off and I'm just chilling in the hot tub. No, the water's not moving. This music is just ambient, like what you hear in the background now. And I'm my mind is empty and I am just existing. I'm just here. It's hard to explain when you totally clear your mind, unless you meditate. If you meditate, you understand it. But if you don't meditate and you don't take time for yourself and you don't take time to get away from reality and get away from all the bullshit that this physical existence brings to us, if you don't take time to get away from it, you don't understand it. You just wake up every day, you get up out of bed, you brush your teeth, you take a shower, you go to work, you do your job, you come home, you kiss the wife, you pet the dog, you eat your dinner, you watch your news, you watch TV, you go to sleep, you get up and you do it all again. And you just really are just going through the motions. You're not really experiencing life. And when you take the time to really examine what the hell you're doing here and start to question your physical existence and your reason for being, you start to question shit that you don't have answers to. And you know what? I do that every day. I do that all the time. And I ask myself all the time, what's my purpose? Why am I here? And every time I come back to this is why I'm here, this podcast, this, what I do here to help you to awaken, to find your own inner person, to find your own inner happiness, to awaken to your true potential. And I get stories, I get text messages and emails all the time of people that are like, oh, thank you so much, you changed my life. And it's like, and I always respond with, no, I didn't change your life. I didn't do it. I just showed you the door and gave you the key. You opened it. You found your positive perspective. You found the reason, your reason for being. You found your reason for existence. But to get back to what I was talking about in the beginning, I was sitting outside, okay? I turned off all the jets, turned off all the lights, turned on this 528 hertz thing, and I'm just zoning out, and I'm just sitting there chilling with a beer, relaxing, and clearing my mind of every thought. And that took a while. It's hard to empty your mind, and it's hard to clear your mind of your thoughts. Because as soon as you start relaxing and you get all zoned out and you don't think of anything, all of a sudden you're like, shit, I'm not thinking about anything. Well, I got to check my email. I got to check my phone. Oh, what if I do this? Oh, I need to think about this meeting I have on Monday. And you start overthinking life. And it's so hard to not think about stuff. To stop your mind and open it up to what's out there. So I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? What is our existence? What are we all about? Why are we here? I know why I'm here. Why are we here? Why am I experiencing this physical part of my cosmic existence? And as I'm sitting in the hot tub, I look down and all the lights are off now. And I got just the light of the moon. Sounds like a song, but it's not. And I'm looking at the water and I'm looking at myself floating in this water, and I start thinking, my body is totally surrounded by water. Like when you get into a tub or you get into a pool, you get into a hot tub, you're totally engulfed 100% of whatever is beneath the surface is engulfed in water. You're surrounded by it. And my mind started to think, well, what about the part of me that's out of the water? What is that surrounded by? And my logical mind said air. When you're not in water and surrounded by water, you're walking around in the world, you're sitting at your desk, whatever, you're surrounded by air. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that everything around us is just nothingness and air. So I started to think, what if the air is like the water? And that started messing with me a little bit. And I'm like, okay, the air is like the water. I'm totally engulfed in the air. As sitting in the hot tub, I'm totally saturated and surrounded by the water. When I'm not in the water, I'm totally engulfed and saturated by the atmosphere, the air, the everything around me. Now, I can see the water, so I get it. It makes sense. But I can't see the air. I can't see the Wi-Fi signal that is everywhere around us. I can't see the Bluetooth signal that is everywhere around us. I can't see the energy that is everywhere around us. And I started thinking, I'm like, we are totally surrounded by energy, by thoughts, by Bluetooth signals, Wi-Fi signals, TV signals, radio signals, whatever else in the spectrum that we can't see, because we can see the water, but you can't see all that shit that's out there that's around you in the universe. And I started to ask myself, well, what the hell is around me right now? And when I'm out of the water, am I totally submerged in the air and the energy and the existence around me? And I started really, really thinking. And now this 528 kilohertz is really playing on me, I guess. Because I zoned out in a hot tub so long, I got pruny fingers. But but it's, if you think about it, if you really think about it, we don't really know what the hell is around us right now. We don't know. We can speculate. We can, if they use, what is it called? I don't know what the actual device is when they show it on a human being and you can see the energy around them emitting from them. You can actually see an aura around a human being from the energy. You can actually see in a brain scan if someone's happy or sad. It's different colors. You can see that because of the technology. But what are we not seeing? What are we not seeing that's around us? And then that started really messing with me. So I sat out there and I just really got really quiet and let this 528 kilohertz music, or it's, I don't know what it does. They say it repairs DNA, it fixes your mind. Now, you know, I don't know about all that, but it did take me to a place that I've never been before. And I'll tell you what, I go down a lot of rabbit holes. I explore a lot of stuff. I have a wide open mind, you know, when it comes to history, to aliens, to ancient Egyptians, to God. I have a whole lot of things that I question in my life. And when I start to think about our beliefs, what are our beliefs? What do you believe in? And a lot of people believe in things they've never seen. They have no facts to back them up, but they believe them and they will take them to the grave. They will fight for their beliefs, right? Have you ever seen someone who is so adamant about their beliefs that they will argue with you and they will destroy your friendship because you don't believe the same things they do? We're seeing it every day, especially now. And why is that? Why are we so insecure that we have to convince someone else that they must believe what we believe? Is that our purpose here, to convince other people to believe us? No, I know that's not my purpose. My purpose is to just offer a different perspective, a positive perspective. You like the way I tied that back in? That's pretty slick, wasn't it? Did you get my book? You should. But anyway, that was a subliminal thing right there. But if you didn't catch that, that was a subliminal advertisement for my book. But anyway, so when you're actually standing in silence and you've cleared your mind of everything that you're thinking about, and it's really hard. And I'll tell you what, I might post a link to this thing I listened to, which is really like, if you listen to it with a negative mind or a defensive perspective, if you listen to it like that, you're not going to get it. You're going to be like, this is stupid. This is the same shit over and over. But if you let it play in the background and you just open up your mind and try to clear your mind of all the thoughts, all the propaganda, all the things you've been fed your entire life, your whole way of being, your whole persona, who you are, when you stop just thinking that your thoughts are 100% true and what you've been taught is 100% right, when you stop thinking that and you can step away from that for a minute and you can open up your mind to, like, what is going on? And as I was sitting out there, I started thinking, okay, I'm one guy. I'm just one guy on this, in West Virginia. What, I don't know how many, a million people here, whatever. In the United States, how many million people? Well, there's about 7 million more, but we won't go into that. But, and then in this world, how many people are here? And I'm just one little speck. Now, right now, when it comes to the world, I am just a speck. I'm a point of a pin on the planet here. Now, when you put our planet in perspective of our galaxy, you really feel small. You really feel infinitesimal. You feel like you don't really matter, but you do. You really do. And then when you put our galaxy in perspective to the universe, I tell you what, when you do that and you really start thinking about it, it's like, holy shit, it just blows your mind if you really get into it. And you really understand that our big, gigantic Earth planet ain't shit in the universe. And you start opening up your mind to, like, you know what, there's so much more to my existence and my purpose than my day job, than my relationship. Then, you know, we make our lives what we want them to be. And when I was sitting out there trying to look at the stars, when I first got in the hot tub, there were stars, and I closed my eyes, opened them back up, it's all clouds. Kind of freaked me out. But anyway, My daughter thinks I'm crazy because I go outside. She thinks I'm looking for aliens, but I'm actually looking for perspective. But when you actually accept the fact that you're not the center of the universe, you're not the center of the galaxy, you're not the center of the planet, you're not the center of your state. Hell, you're not even the center of your county or your job. You're not. You're not the focus in anybody else's eyes. But you are the focus of your purpose. And when you start to think about why you're here and what is your purpose, I know my purpose. My purpose is to help other people awaken to their potential, to see your perspective, see your reality, to make you understand that you are in total control of your life. And you know what? Every day I get messages to emails from people saying, wow, I changed my life because of your podcast. And I say, no, I always respond with, no, it wasn't my podcast that did it. I just showed you. I just gave you the keys. You opened the door. And when you open the door to that, to the fact that we are just here for a brief, it's a flash in the pan. Our existence is just a flash in the pan. Our physical existence, our physical manifestation of our consciousness. And it's so hard to grasp. I mean, don't feel bad because you don't understand it, because you know what? I don't either, man. I don't get it either. But I know for the fact, here's one of the reasons I know that this is just a short lived experience. When I was 3 years old, here's a quick little story. When I was 3 years old, my first toy was a pair of drumsticks. When I was 3 years old, my dad realized I had tempo and I could play drums in time. Now, by 5 years old, I was playing drum set. And to this day, it's like breathing to me. I sit down and people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. But it's my thing. It's my thing. And my daughter even says, when you talk on your podcast, she goes, who is that talking? And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, you never sound like that. You aren't this person. She goes, when you go down there into the studio and start talking, she listens to me all the time through the walls and through the door that should be soundproof, but it's not because I can't afford it. But she goes, that's not you. She goes, someone is talking through you. And I've told her, I said, you know what? I said, there's times when I step down, like tonight. Tonight is not supposed, this is actually Saturday night, and it's not time for me to record a podcast, but because of what I experienced earlier this evening, I had to fire up the studio and talk for it looks like freaking 18 minutes so far. Sorry about that. But she's like, it's not you. And I'm like, it is. It's another extension of who I am. It's another part of my existence. It's my connection to the ether. That's the only way I can explain it. You know, if you go back to Tesla and you go to Einstein and you think about all the things that they knew back then that were stifled, and that, you know, I feel that I know something. I can't explain it. I can't explain this. I cannot explain my podcast. I cannot explain why I have to do this. I can't. All I know is that the continued support and the increased amount of listeners that have started listening to this podcast and the vast reach of this show from, it's all over the world now. Holy shit. I can't believe that people all over the world are listening to my stupid voice. And I'm really blown away and I'm really flattered and I love it. But the fact that there's people all over the world that listen to me and get something out of this makes it all worth it. But now I get to a point in the show where I run out of words and I guess this is the end of the show. So I'm hoping that you got something out of this. I'm hoping you got some positivity out of this and you realize that you look at your life like, I have to go back to the analogy I had earlier. When I'm in a hot tub and my whole body's underwater and it's surrounded by water and I feel like I'm floating, but outside of the water, I'm surrounded by energy. I'm surrounded by life. I'm surrounded by the universe. You just can't see it. You can see the water, but you can't see the air. And that kind of pisses me off. I want to see the energies and the entities and whatever it is that is in there, the frequencies that we can't see with our eyes. I want to see that around us. But you can't. You can only feel it. You can only believe it. And, you know, your belief is yours, and it's true to you. So that's it. That's the show. I had to do it, and I was going to save this and post it on Monday. But you know what? We're going to get a Sunday morning post podcast. So if you like the show, if you like what I'm talking about, if you kind of get it, if you get this and it's helping you, let me know. Hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332. And if you really think that this show is making a difference, I want you to share it on your social media everywhere you can. You know, you can grab the link. I don't got to tell you how to do it. You're a professional. You can do it. Share it. Share the website. I'm not going to promote the merchandise because you're not going to buy it, right? But buy the book. I want you to grab the book. If you believe in what I'm talking about and you really concur with what I'm talking about, and you want to help me keep this show on the air, because it costs a lot of money to keep this show on the air now. You know, I'm not going to go into the financials, but it's actually, I make zero money. It costs me to do this. So if you like this show and you want me to keep doing this, grab my book, because every little bit helps. The Positive Perspective, get it from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab it. You know, when this podcast is over, click the link in the description. Grab my book, will you? Come on, hook me up. I'd appreciate it. That's it. That's the show. My name is Nat. I really hope that you're enjoying your weekend. I want you to be happy and positive, and I want you to enjoy every moment of your life. And I just pulled a note out of my pocket that my daughter gave me. It says, clear your clouds, make your stars shine. I'm going to do a show on that. The clouds in your mind, clear them out, and make your stars shine. All right. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.